Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Where is your confidence level in Ryan Poles after his excellent team-transforming draft, both with his picks and the use of draft assets? Would you like to talk about the Carolina trade for a bit?
They'll be talking about the Carolina trade for decades in Chicago. It may go down as one of the best trades ever in Chicago sports history, based on what you got in return and based on what those players did for the Bears in framing the future and giving Ryan Poles a foundation. He said that essentially a new chapter had begun. That's what happened over the weekend. The Ryan Poles, with this draft, has transformed the Bears organization. They're ready to win again. Relevance has returned, and he has regained the benefit of the doubt, or maybe he's earned it for the first time. That's what you saw over the weekend, I think, in this draft as much as anything. In this offseason, maybe as much as anything. This is the equivalent of a player playing with a lot of confidence, a quarterback throwing in a way that he knows that exactly where the ball is going to go. Ryan Poles drafting a punter illustrated that as much as anything. You don't make that pick unless you feel very comfortable in your job security, in your surroundings, and you know that you're supported in the organization. Ryan Poles picked a punter, and people could debate whether that's a good or bad move. They're not debating at Hallis Hall. They're high-fiving. They're high-fiving the fact that they got three players who are elite talents out of five that they drafted. The other two are really interesting projects with traits. Ryan Poles has put together a roster in year three that is ready to contend for a playoff spot. That says to me, they got the right guy. And so I wasn't maybe sure a year ago. And when they hired him, we didn't know anything about him. But right now, as we get ready for the third season under Ryan Poles, you feel pretty good if you're a Bears fan.
Yeah, Ryan Poles is like the king of the castle right now, right? I mean, it seems like everything he touches, even he admitted, like he couldn't have thought everything would fall into place the way it did. I was really happy with it. It all worked out, and good for him. And like he said, now it's time to put in the work, right? Like the ingredients, you know, the old Bill Parcells, right? You know, buy the ingredients to cook, right? So they've got all the ingredients now. Let's see what the final product looks like.
Yeah, you know, I was over the weekend, I was going back and looking at the roster from the start of last season, and I was looking at the players that they've brought in and how you're going to make this team. And the competition is there at a lot of different spots. There is going to be good competition for people to make this football team. And that's the difference, too. You're not just going to keep people because they've been around here. You're going to have to earn your job. And, you know, that wide receiver room is unbelievable. And you look at it and you got four guys right now that you know are going to be on this team. moving forward, and then there's going to be a battle for other spots. You look at the offensive line room, and you added another tackle to the mix. He's going to make this team, and that's a third-round pick. That's a guy that, you know, compares favorably with Braxton Jones. They got a starting left tackle out of the fifth round, and this guy has a lot of those traits in terms of size and, you know, fit, etc. So is he a better athlete? How quickly can he get up and running? He seems like he's healthy now. Had he played the year, maybe he'd be looked at differently. Maybe he would have gone a little bit earlier. He obviously has to work on some elements of his game and his strength, etc., but they got a game plan for him. I also think Austin Booker is going to help. I loved that they kept showing that clip of him at the Senior Bowl where he's basically bull rushing Jordan Morgan, the new Packers tackle.
Runs him over and knocks him
into the quarterback. Wow. That was fun to just see that on replay from about 12 different people that were on my timeline with that play. Stuff like that's great. I think that we look at different elements of this draft and you know, you trace it back to what happened last year and trading that pick and Carolina then making the wrong selection, as it turned out, and you are rewarded with this unbelievable gift that draft ended up being, you know, when you count DJ Moore and – you know, you got you traded down for the tackle, and you got yourself another corner, and you got yourself a quarterback, and maybe a generational talent, and you got yourself a fourth round pick out of there. Is that Torrey Thomas? And then you got yourself another second round pick on the way. So, I mean, it was just the move that worked out, where you give up a number one pick and you wind up getting the number one overall pick back. It's just in arguably a better quarterback draft. So we'll see. We'll see how we look at this once all is said and done. But that was the sort of move that championship teams make, right?
They still have a 2025 second rounder to come next year.
Yes, I said.
So that's really it's like
still
you,
on
you
the
add,
way.
You add that to DJ Moore, Darnell Wright, Tyreek Stevenson, Caleb Williams, and wow.
It's unbelievable.
It's a lot.
It's just incredible. So it's fun to talk about that draft, and it's fun to kind of look back on what the embarrassment of riches were. And it's also fun to look at the way the guy used his draft picks to bring in the players that they've brought in. Again, there's probably six starters next year that came, if you count the punter, that came via this year's draft.
Well, that's why you don't get too caught up, and I don't think many people did, about how few picks they had going in and why Ryan Poles didn't overreact to that. It was more of a quality over quantity draft, and he took advantage of and maximized what he did have. Montez Sweat, Bates, and Keenan Allen, that's not a bad draft haul when you add them to the five guys they got over the weekend.
And next year's draft, they've got the 2 second rounders. Obviously, they gave away a fourth rounder, but I want to say they got 3 sixth rounders. They got their own. They got one from Miami, and they got one for Justin Fields.
3 sixth rounders next year?
3 sixth rounders, one of which could be a fourth.
One of which could be a holder.
One of which could be a fourth round selection if Justin Fields can start.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
All of a sudden, you know, Pittsburgh had a hell of a draft, by
the
way. They got a new offensive line, so that would seemingly indicate that Fields is going to be able to run behind that.
Maybe,
line.
Or seemingly would indicate Russell Wilson is going to be protected.
Yeah, Russell Wilson does look finished. Okay, 312-644-6767. We have a disagreement on that. Justin Fields is going to start half those games just to get him the fourth rounder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.